The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Stephan, along with my friend Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden are here to work our way through some of the interesting conversational tidbits that are about today and through the week. We've talked a lot about the baseball season getting started, the story from Arizona. This is one of those great stories. A youngster named Nathan Boyer, who's 13 years old, was taught how to perform CPR in the Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. So because of that, he saved his baseball coach over the weekend because of the training. His coach, Isaac Weinrich, a coach collapsing in training. So Nathan put his skills to work. He called 911. And then he went to work on Mr. Weinrich, and because of that, Weinrich expected to make a full recovery when he was taken to the hospital. The EMTs said that he'd done a marvelous job. See, this is another...
Don't you think all kids should be taught this in school?
Well, in school, yes. But, you know, so many people take shots at the Boy Scouts because of some of the things that their leadership had. This is what happens all the time. When you don't separate... It's like the Catholic Church, the members of the Catholic Church versus the people who run the Catholic Church. It's like the people in this country versus the government of this country. You find that people get into control situations, into positions of power, and they don't represent what the average person thinks. I think the Boy Scouts are a marvelous organization.
Yeah.
Cub Scouts are marvelous. But
and
been
the people
clouded.
That have that training are just good people, by the
right.
way.
Right. But they, mm-hmm. but they've been clouded by this issue of gays, whether you can be gay and be a scoutmaster and all this other stuff.
Well, I think you can now, can't you?
Yeah. That changed this year, I think, in the year, or late last year. But for many years, it went on. And you just wonder, what is there that's gained by all that negativity? Especially when there is such a great group, a core, not only of people, but the things that they teach them, like this, that is universal across the Boy Scout programs. I don't get what it is, frankly, but I don't get a lot of stuff, apparently. This is one of those things, I have no time for the people who don't want to, they think they're not inclusive, and they, you know, should be boycotted and all that other stuff. Well, you asked that question to Mr. Weinrich today, whether he thinks the Boy Scouts have a good reason for being, and I bet he's going to give you a different story. Good luck to this kid's... he'll be interviewed, you'll get on to the morning shows and stuff like that, but I'm betting he he did what came naturally, and this is it. You get the psychology of this. You train kids to think about what's important and how to respond in cases of emergency, because there are so many people, not just young people now, but so many people who go through life, they have no real basic social skills, they don't have any talent, they don't have any passion, they don't have any interest in so many things. It's just like there's zombies. And so
that are mad about something, don't forget that.
Yeah, right. They're angry. Yeah.
They're angry. Zombies.
They're angry zombies. Correct. Thank you, Jennifer, for putting that to perspective. All right, so I always love the New York stories. I try to bring them around when Roberta is here, even though she's only a part-time New Yorker.
Angry zombies?
Living in New Orleans. Yeah, she loves the zombies wherever she is.
Was a season finale of The Walking Dead. It was incredible.
Why do you like that show?
I love that show.
It's trending all over Facebook and Twitter right now.
Oh, yeah, it's a big story this
Something
morning.
Something happened.
Yeah. Well, what happened? Oh, yeah. So tell us, be a spoiler. Tell us
don't
what
spoil.
Well, somebody got killed at the end, and we don't know who it is.
Really?
No, we don't know. We'll find out.
You notice how the season finales are coming faster and faster and earlier now? They don't wait for May sweeps.
Well, the cable shows are a little different because they run in different cycles than network shows.
Yeah. Well, but even so, the network shows, it looked to me like, although there's an all-new episode of The Good Wife coming out next week, it wasn't on last night because of the Country Music Awards. When you saw it last week, a couple of major characters just sort of disappeared. And I thought, oh, this is the end of the show? It was hard to... Mm. And I always find myself disappointed at the end. You know, you don't want to really think. If you've liked the show, like 24, you don't want it to stop. You don't want it to go away. You want it to keep going. And then the people say, well, that's a good feeling to have. That's a good place to leave when they're on their high ground. And, you know, maybe they can come back for later on.
Well, you get invested in these characters. You know, you really get to know them. They always become like part of the family.
Yeah.
You care about them. So, you know, you kind of follow them. You don't want it to go away.
You're talking about zombies, right?
Yes.
Okay. You care about them. You get involved in their family stories. You're talking about zombies.
Zombies have families too, Rich.
Yeah. You know, after The Walking Dead, there's something called Talking Dead, which is an hour basically talking about the previous episode. And there's a segment in it where we say goodbye to all the zombies that were killed in that episode.
Aw.
You are such a freak.
That's so weird.
You are such a freak.
But think about it, there's an hour-long talk program called Talking Dead, talking about the previous issue of The Walking Dead.
Welcome to my life, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of that, I actually got lost coming back from the. I went down to the. I'm not connected closely to the living room and to the kitchen like I was in my old house.
Oh, you're in your new digs. That's right. Yeah.
New house. So going down and finding there's no shortcut. There's only one way up, and I'm at the way back end of the house. So up in a room actually was perfectly is almost created for this. Where I've got the radio studio set up, but I can't. I trip over these bags and boxes everywhere. I got up last night a couple of times, and I tripped over a thing that I'd left in the room because I couldn't remember where I was. You know, you wake up in one of those sound sleeps, and you think you're walking. I'm glad the stairway wasn't too close by, but finding your way even okay. So where's the bathroom?
Welcome to my life.
You're like, where am I?
Welcome to my life.
Okay, Roberta.
It looks so clean though, Dougie. I'm so proud of you. I was watching.
That was the thing I said when I got a picture of Doug's studio from Bob. I said that's the cleanest that room will ever be.
Well, there were no piles of paper on the floor and on the desk.
That was the first thing Ms. Meredith said. Oh, look at that clean. Look at that. She goes,
I'm sure now after day one of the broadcast from there are piles of papers. He's setting up his stacks.
I
can almost tell you exactly what their stacks are.
Really?
Yeah, he's got one for his commercials.
Mm-hmm.
He's got one for...
I can't find my commercials. They're in a box someplace.
He will have one. And he's got one for Chucker. He's got one for Tom K.
All the different...
He's got one for the pet guy, you know.
Mm-hmm. The pet guy? Warren, what do you mean the pet guy?
Yeah, no, for everybody. You got a stack.
14 past the hour.
You got a stack for me?
No, Roberta.
It's rolled up next to the toilet.
I was going to say something, but I decided not to be a sexist pig, so I didn't say what I was thinking. The story from New York about the taxi drivers union and what has happened in New York as a result of what may be the cleaner
I'm
influence.
I'm never taking a cab again. This is ridiculous.
All right, stand by on good day.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7 by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
18 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The New York City Taxi and Limousine.
Thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for My Pillow. This is a different story now. My Pillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. My Pillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented My Pillow fill to the right place for you. It just supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My Pillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Your gut. It's your engine. Your digestive core. Keep it running smoothly with the powerful digestive support of Ultimate Flora. It's the probiotic that works hard with 30 billion live cultures to help restore your body's good natural flora. Feel lighter, more energized, and happier with the high-potency probiotic Ultimate Flora by Renew Life. More power to your gut. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Decompression sickness, DCS, diver's disease, the bends. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain what it is and how divers avoid it next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The simple joys of walking, dancing, and swimming can be taken from you by paralyzing bends after a dive. Your risk is affected by dive depth, time and ascent rate, your body composition, and health. You can reduce your risk by taking care of your health and diving conservatively within the limits of your dive training. Don't let your fear of the bends keep you out of the water, but be cautious. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
18 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission has proposed a new policy which would make sexual harassment guidelines specific for taxi drivers. Mm-hmm. Drivers would be banned from commenting on passengers' appearance, asking them about their love life, or watching what's going on in the back seat of the cab.
Please. What are they going to do, put a blindfold on? If you're going to be, you know what, in the back of a cab, I mean, please. That's not their problem. But if you can't get a good cat call now and then, why even go out of the house? Ugh.
Seriously?
Seriously, if you don't get a good cat call, or if you can't get a, like a, hey baby, in a cab, I mean, give me a break. Why even go out?
You want the cab driver to come
off
to you?
Yes.
Oh, hey, baby, you're very hot.
I'm not interested in that.
Well, baby, you probably love my camel.
Come on, Roberta. You know when you get a whistle in New York, you feel pretty good about yourself?
You remind me of my camel back home.
And you know what I want to do to you?
Well, they love the camel.
All right, next story.
All right, next story. Also from New York. Brian Valentine, arrested and charged with criminal tampering after he placed two plastic bags over cameras in Long Island. The red light cameras, this is part of a big civil disobedience group. I'm part of this, take down the traffic safety. Well, traffic safety, my butt. Traffic safety is about making money.
Revenue enhancement cameras.
That's all it is. This group is called Red Light Robin Hoods, led by a fellow named Stephen Ruth, who has encouraged people around the country to fight against the red light cameras.
are, this is just a, all it is government, 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 money.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
At the hour now in the Good Day program, a couple of musical items here of note, including our video of the day today, which is from the folks at Disney as they prepare for the release of their live-action reboot of The Jungle Book. They have released a clip featuring Baloo the bear. This is Bill Murray's voice.
Relax, kid. No need to get worked up, okay?
Where am I?
This is a cave. It's my cave. You don't remember what happened, do you?
No.
I saved your life. Yeah, I snatched you from the jaws of death, the coils of death, if you will. And lucky for you, your new favorite hero, old Blue here, just happened to be passing by. No big deal. Just tell me this. Can you climb?
Yeah.
Then let's quit wasting time and get on with it.
Get on with what?
Payback, kid. Payback.
What do you mean, payback? Payback for what?
Ever notice when you hear an excerpt, this happens not just here because the video is something portrays or helps to tell the story, and all we're hearing is the audio from it, but because I was a big fan of the Jungle Books, I wanted to play a little of that for you, and I wanted to hear it myself because I haven't seen the video yet. But did you ever notice when you are listening to some of these things how different the voice intonation is? It almost sounds like, if it wasn't for the pictures, it sounds like they're reading off of a cue card or something. Have you ever noticed that when you see a movie, people have learned their lines, but there's not, it needs the energy of the video or the action to make it seem real, because otherwise it just sounds like
Bill Murray's case is definitely reading. He's got,
of course, reading from a script. Yeah,
he didn't have to remember anything.
No. Mm-mm. All right. So anyway, that's from the. It's much better to see than to have heard just that little bit of it. The singer Kesha back in the news again. She said over the weekend, Jennifer, I would rather let the truth ruin my career than lie for that monster. So this is continuing the story against producer Dr. Luke, who apparently is a really bad guy. She has accused him of raping her and using her in any number of ways. But she says she was told by the record label that if she retracted her accusation against him, they would take her out of his group. She said, I'm not going to do that. She got offered freedom if she lied. She wouldn't lie. So she posted an emotional Instagram message. There is a huge legal battle going on here. She said, the truth may ruin my career. If so, okay. So this has been at least, what, 2-3 weeks, Jennifer, we've been on to this?
I think more than that. Yeah. I feel like we've been talking about Kesha for the last 6 or 8 weeks now.
This guy, Lukasz Gottwald is his name. Dr. Luke has denied the allegations. So what does he look like? What does he seem like? I don't know much about it.
He looks kind of sleazy. And, I mean, I don't know if there's a sleazy look, but that's what he looks like to me. And other female musicians that have worked with them, including people like Adele, who say the same thing, that this guy is just not great. And it just, you know, I don't understand why the record company is protecting him so much when they could, they're getting so much bad publicity for this. I mean, it just seems like they don't care.
Well, as of last night, her Instagram post had 123,000 likes.
Wow.
So I got offered freedom if I were to lie. I would have to apologize publicly and say that I never got raped. This is what happens behind closed doors. I will not take back the truth.
Good for her.
I would rather let the truth ruin my career than lie for a monster ever again.
Well, but it won't ruin her career because she can go out on her own and produce. Look at all the people who've had success.
Unless they keep her shut down on the bench because of her contract.
I mean, I think it'll look good for them. They'd be thinking about themselves as well. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from Plant Stem Cell Technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262. Get you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email and say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
Calling all autocross enthusiasts. Here's your chance to ride with pro autocross competitors at Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and families faced with pediatric cancer. Come out to the Good Guys Rod and Custom Association McGuire's Del Mar Nationals in Del Mar, California on April 1st through the 3rd. We'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Doug Steffen with my friend Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is back, and we're happy about that. Roberta Fasanelli makes a rare appearance on the Good Day program, so everybody is here. Here, there, everywhere. So on the weekend poll, I wanted to get your input because we haven't really had discussions actually with either of you on some of these things, even though it may be considered by some to be the normal rigmarole of standard issue news talk radio. There are some of these things that are good because the conversation causes our mind to broaden, to go out somewhere from where it normally is. So last week when we asked on the poll of the top 10 talk topics, which one was the most important to you, 19% of you said it was the presidential race. I don't agree with that, but that's what some of you said. The battle against the Islamic State, 18%. 17% was March Madness.
That was the most important thing, March Madness?
For some people.
Oh,
yep.
My goodness.
10%. You don't sound like such a snob. You, for God's sake. Oh, people love that March Madness.
People have something better going on in your life.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, let's see. What else have we got here that is of interest and importance? The Supreme Court public union ruling had 9%. I thought that was the most. That one and the NFL concussions, for me, was number one. Not a lot of people agreed that Apple was the number four story last week. This is a fascinating reality. Apple now is suing the FBI for ruining or possibly ruining the secrecy and being able to get into. Now, if you don't think the people at Apple are smart enough to get around the FBI, hello, of course they are, and they will.
They had this all along. They just didn't want the FBI to have it.
Well, I didn't realize that the FBI had them in court on another case in which they claim that there was some there's some robbery or something in New York that they were trying to get into this guy's phone, and the FBI wanted the Apple people to do it, and the Apple people said, no, I'm not going to do that. So they took him to court. Why would anybody, why would you do nothing but fight this to the nth degree? Because it's what your whole business is based on. Privacy. There's so little of it left. Well, I'm with Apple to the interview. I didn't realize they had two court cases going
to
here.
To play devil's advocate, and I agree with you. I mean, we can't let fear take away our protections. I mean, that's just, you know, our protection of privacy and that sort of thing. But that being said, Apple then went after the FBI. Once Apple basically told the FBI, hey, you have to figure this out on your own if you want to use that phone, then when the FBI actually did figure it out on their own in San Bernardino, then Apple says, well, you have to tell us how you did it. Uh-uh, that doesn't play for me. If Apple didn't want to play with the FBI shouldn't have to play with Apple.
Mm-hmm.
So you think?
Yeah, okay, I hear your thinking. I don't know whether I agree with it or I don't agree with it, but I think that it has that thinking has merit for sure. Roberta?
I have an iPhone. Yeah. I think Apple has all this stuff anyway.
I have an iPhone.
What about you, Richie? You're an Apple.
They have it all anyway.
Mac,
I mean, if they didn't want to play, they didn't want to play.
Shuts down the encryption of the FBI, and the FBI has to go back to square one to try and break into their next phone.
Yep, I think so.
I think every time the FBI creates a hack, Apple's going to shut it down.
I think Apple has more power than people realize. They can probably encrypt your phone just wirelessly, you know.
But as an everyday Joe, I feel like we've been played by all the publicity that this story was given, because you can't tell me that the Apple operating system does not change every, I mean, how many times do you have to update iPhone?
Yep.
Every time that happens, something changes. So don't pretend like Apple couldn't change this. I mean, we've been played to a little bit. Apple has used this. And look, I agree with them, but Apple has used this to make them look like a private, you know, like privacy is really important to them and that they don't want any of their information. Please, they could care less. They want you to buy an iPhone. I mean,
and every update they get more information about
you.
You
know, I mean, every update.
Well, look at how many of those phones have sold.
Get more information about them.
Notice that I, your comfortable host, has not ever bought an iPhone. I do have an iPhone.
But you have a Samsung.
Well, they don't make them in flip yet, so.
Excuse me.
That's good sense.
Respectful.
That's very good.
The fact that March Madness was as important as it is, a poll continuing the championship game with the NCAA. What is the? This is it, right? Tonight's the last.
This is it. Tonight's the night. That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
For us East Coast, it'll be at like 3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. The folks at Tesla have come up with a new car, and there's all kinds of hype about it. We're going to talk about that in a matter of moments. John Stewart, though, I have to do this because this is from my wheelhouse, if you will. John and his wife now have an animal sanctuary in New York. I think they have a farm also in New Jersey, but the sanctuary is in New York. So he's been working and spending more time there and doing some other things as well. But tending to his animal sanctuary is fun for him, and he's earned it, so he's decided just to sort of step back. He and his wife Tracy have this sanctuary. There was a runaway bull that escaped from a slaughterhouse in Jamaica, New York. Now, I'm trying to figure where in the world in Jamaica there is a slaughterhouse, but I wouldn't have thought that they would be able to.
No, they still have some of them.
They
still have them. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So this is an Angus bull who escaped from the holding pen at the, this is Friday afternoon, and it's near the York College campus, apparently, where the bull became a big hit all over social media. Police managed
looking for Wall Street.
Corral the bull. Bull taken to the Animal Care Center of New York in Brooklyn. Wait a minute. The Animal Care Center in New York in Brooklyn. That's where I got Millie.
That's really?
That's the kill center.
It is?
Yeah.
The kill center is called the Animal Care Center.
Yeah. Anyway, so
come on in, puppies.
Yeah.
It's like Disneyland. I mean, really, what a name.
You want some candy, little doggy?
Well, right. It's kind of like bills in Congress, you know?
And they're making you feel guilty because the poor puppies are all going to die. You have to come to the kill shelter.
Well, that's true. That's why we were
it
to,
is
we
true, but why call it a kill shelter? It's called the pound. Come
well,
on.
Well, they don't call it a kill shelter. That's what people from outside, that's what I call it, because that's what happens there. All right, anyway.
Kill them?
Yeah, if you don't get them over a certain period of time, they'll put
they
them
get
in
30 or 60 days and
yeah,
lights guns up.
Yep. Anyway, so...
Reporters like, do they take husbands?
I'm going to just drop them off there.
Tom, I hear this place is great cappuccino. Good luck.
Oh, anyway, to finish the story... That was good, Jennifer. You finished. We're glad you're back. Anyway, so John Stewart heard about it, and he went in with his truck and his trailer and put the bull, who's now nicknamed Frank Lee, which is he's named after the guy that escaped from Alcatraz, whose name was Frank Lee, and he brought him up to his farm in Watkins Glen, New York. So that's what happened to that story.
So the bull's there.
Yeah.
And that's no bull.
It's no bull, Roberta. And please, that was bad. Jennifer's was good. Yours was, that was bad. Really, really bad. One item here before I sort of get some out of my mind. We were talking about taxi drivers a little while ago. There's a former Uber driver from Boston. This has been all over the press here, and I thought it was worth mention nationally because it's an idea whose time may have come. This is a women's only ride sharing app.
Ooh, I like that.
It's called Chariot for Women. It will launch April 19th. Women only drivers. And only women customers.
I think it's a great idea.
Great idea.
Really, one thing, I will use Uber and I will use Lyft, but I will use them only when I'm traveling with someone else. Yeah. I don't know that I feel comfortable in my, you know, especially in a big city, using Uber by myself. I mean, I wouldn't use it at night for sure, maybe during the daytime. But this would be something I would love. I would love it.
Okay, so now, as you get excited about this, listen to the United States government's approach to this. Discriminatory. Our discrimination laws make this illegal.
Wow.
That's so sensitive.
You can't hire only women, and you can't choose your customers. This government and the way this
country is... So what's the becomes a driving service for black people only, white people only, Asian people only, men only?
So, if that's what makes people comfortable, who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why do you...
Is that for me? Do you want the government dictating what makes you feel comfortable, Rich? Come on. No, you don't.
Well,
you're better than that.
This car service is only for white people.
Trust me,
you're not allowed.
Would you want to drive in an Asian car service?
When you go get a massage, for instance, they'll ask you, do you prefer a male masseuse or a female masseuse?
Right.
So how is this different?
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference
different than going to the proctologist.
It's true.
Or the gynecologist. Would you rather go to a male gynecologist or a female gynecologist?
I go to male gynecologist all day long. Are you kidding?
Really? Why?
Males are so much better. I've been to both. And women, because they have all your same parts, they're not gentle. They're like, oh, just suck it up. I mean, I had a woman, actually, this sounds way too much information. She cranks me open and then she forgot the Q-tip. So she leaves the room and leaves me just sitting
there. Oh.
You don't do that. Men are kind of like, ooh, because they don't know what everything is like. They don't have those parts, so they're more gentle.
You were right. Too much information.
Wow.
44 past the hour on Good Day.
That won't make it into the demo.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino.
This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
You have questions, we have answers. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Do you want to look back on your life and realize you barely looked up from your phone? Coach Marshall Goldsmith.
It's very easy to get trapped into this sort of media addiction where we are constantly barraged by triggers that take us away from where we want to go. We all have something called the monkey mind. It's like a monkey swinging through the jungle from vine to vine. The internet, it's amphetamines for the monkey mind. You go online, you're going to look up something that's going to take maybe 5 minutes. 3 hours later, you're still online, and you have no idea why you started in the first place.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email to say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes. 48 after the hour here on the Good Day program with Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, and me. This is the story of Dr. Jennifer Freed, who's been practicing psychological astrology for 25 years. She's from Santa Barbara, which is a beautiful, magnificent place and the home of a lot of people who do this sort of thing. She takes the comprehensive birth chart and says it goes well beyond character-defining traits. This is something that I believe strongly. What I've used it for and what she's talking about is to figure out how you can better know other people. When it comes to relationships, for example, isn't whether you date the person or you love them or you live with them, but how do you navigate around with them, navigating conflict? Relationships become clearer, and the way that you, I find it transformational, frankly. If you understand what this person is about, then you can work with him or her better, and that's really what the story is at DougStephan.com. Developing your sun sign for healthier relationships. And for example, let's see if I can find this. If you were born this month in Aries, the whole, and we published all of this at DougStephan.com. Your first impulse may be to charge into the fray and take no prisoners. You like to act first and think later. That does that sound like anybody that I know? Others are impressed with your.
No.
Well, who do we have that? We don't have any.
Well, you act first and think later. That's you.
Mm-hmm. No.
You talk first and think later.
Right.
Wait a minute. When did this become about me?
You said this doesn't sound like anybody, and you're the only one.
Yeah,
that sounds like.
No.
I don't think that's true. I'm looking here through for somebody else. Let's see whose birthday. We'll go to. Well, actually, it is what it does.
I'm an Aquarius. Let's have an Aquarius.
All right. Aquarius is February. I don't know. Let's see if we can get to February. Yeah. You pretty much know everything, right?
Yep. Yep.
Sometimes hard to get past your obstinate
omniscience. People would believe it.
People rely on your stunning objectivity and impersonal dispassion. It's a buzzkill for getting through a thorny, intimate knot. Extra ice is great for a cocktail party, but not so much for an intense and subjective conversation. Huh. You don't ever take second place. That's basically what this is suggesting. So people that were working with you and loved you would have to learn to work around that. Otherwise, they would not like you. And they would not be able to work with you. So anyway, check it all out. Good guide at DougStefan.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Richard Schemmel joins us, a national expert on the trends in technology. Apple is talking about what its next move is, it would seem, in the legal fight. Or is the government abandoning its legal fight because of the phone? There was one development that we all were talking about, that is the business of the San Bernardino iPhone. But there's another FBI situation. They're trying to force Apple to undermine the security of its products by trying to force Apple to unlock a drug dealer's iPhone in New York. We'll talk about that. And what happened on April Fool's Day in the world of technology? Up next here on Good Day.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right. I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know. Hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so Richard, the folks at Apple celebrating the birthday, I didn't realize Apple was 40 years old. It seems like...
No, it's real hard to believe.
It is. It's amazingly hard to believe, in fact. So what about this fact that the government is still trying to force Apple to unlock the drug dealer's iPhone in New York? Is this over, or have they got the key, and now they're going to be saying to law enforcement and other jurisdictions that we've got the key, come get it from us?
I think that the FBI is probably going to use the key that they created for the San Bernardino phones to start unlocking iPhones. It's shown that Apple waited, and the FBI got a lot of information from hackers, and I don't think they're going to be needing Apple's help anymore.
Well, that's good then, in a sense, isn't it?
It's real good. But Apple wants to know what the hack is. So now the dilemma is: will the FBI give Apple the hack for security reasons?
Well, the other side of it is, Apple wants to know what it seems they want to know, so that they can try to afford it in the next iPhone.
They're gonna plug that hole. I'm looking at an article in Reuters, and Apple will be able to plug the encryption hole. And the dilemma for Apple is will the FBI hack get leaked and somebody else get a hold of it?
Mm-hmm.
Vladimir Putin, whoever.
Yeah.
That is the dilemma. And, we'll have to see what happens.
Google on Friday decided they were going to have some fun, and they thought they were going to, in terms of an April Fool's joke. Here's tech reporter Jay Strubberg talking about the misfire.
April Fool's Day pranks can be fun, but as Google just learned, they can also have unintended consequences. The company installed a button in Gmail so users could put an end to those annoying chain emails. Google appears to have removed the tool, but pressing the button sent a GIF of one of the minions from Despicable Me dropping a microphone and then blocked all future messages from the thread. Except that button was right next to the normal send button, and many users have complained about accidentally using it in emails with coworkers or potential employers.
So, under the circumstances here, what do we have? What are we playing with?
Google has a responsibility to the public through their Gmail to make sure everything's right. To put in an April Fool's joke in a communication system, to me, seems irresponsible.
Well, these are kids, remember. They think like kids, a lot of these, even though they're very successful. They think like kids.
They think like kids, but it's billion-dollar industries you're playing with, and it's just beyond normal for me. There's a fine line to cross on April Fool's joke. There's a gray area that you can't cross, and a lot of these young kids don't realize that.
All right, can you explain this malware advertising, the pop-up thing? I don't understand what is going on here, the effect it has.
Okay, you go to a site and you get a little ad in the corner, okay, that talks about malware. And what happens if you click on it? It installs the malware on your system, so you'll have to buy some type of malware remover. So the ad itself has a link for malware. It's just ridiculous that, once again, the responsibility of websites to check out the ads that they're putting up. Usually they don't.
All right, so that's an interesting warning. Look out for the advertisement for malware, because it's going to give you malware. Thank you, Richard Chemel, here on Good. Facebook.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. The attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.